Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, folks. November 18th, another beautiful day in the city of New Orleans. We're going to jump right in here because we have a big agenda today. Kirk Lowry, Chairman, Louisiana Report Card, joins us. We'll talk about infrastructure across the state of Louisiana. The American Society of Civil Engineers released its infrastructure report card, and we'll talk about where Louisiana stands. At the beginning of the 12 o'clock hour, Ken Johnson, endowed chair of real estate and professor of finance at the University of Mississippi, otherwise known as Ole Miss, will talk about a report that they issued back in June that was mentioned in a most recent report about housing costs here in the city of New Orleans and where we rank in the United States. And at 11:30, Mark Hamrick, Washington bureau chief and senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com, joins us. We'll talk about a series of reports that are going to be released this week now that the government is back open, because this was put on pause during the government shutdown. What can we expect to see in these reports? John Gerhardt will join us for our NOLA Coalition segment. He's the pastor and executive director of Urban Impact New Orleans. We'll talk about what they're doing in order to help provide a safe place to live, work, and raise our families here in the city of New Orleans. And we start out with Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog. There was recent reports presented by Rob Krieger over at Fox 8, as well as Dana Kirby and John Turnipseed and Michael Vincent, talking about overtime and undercover cameras being used and tracking the movements of police officers saying that they're overtime when they're actually still at home. Welcome to the show, Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog. Skip, welcome.
Morning, Noel. How are you?
So I guess it's safe for me to say that you're not surprised by this.
I'm not surprised at all. I've been warning the NOPD for nearly 5 years that this is a problem, and they've just failed to take action. And it's not a difficult problem to attack. They actually have a unit within the NOPD called the Secret Squirrel Squad that is tasked with investigating officer corruption. And if it was used effectively, they would clearly and easily be able to identify some of these high-paid officers. So there's about 44 officers, over 200,000, and you have to look at these and wonder how in the world they can claim as many hours as they do in a day, and a week, and a year, and achieve those kinds of compensation levels. You know?
So let's talk about at a granular level what the Fox 8 undercover investigation actually revealed. They had officers that were on overtime, both regular officers, police officers, as well as rank, a sergeant. They had undercover cameras where they looked at payroll records that said that they were supposed to be on duty at maybe at a period of time, you know, pick a time, and but these folks were still at home and weren't leaving until maybe 20, 30, 40, as much as an hour and a half later, when they should have been out patrolling the streets of the city of New Orleans, right?
Yes, and I think there's going to be more on this. I don't think the story is done. I think there is another piece airing tonight.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, it really is a problem. And in dozens of PIV reports, what I've consistently seen is this sort of inability to actually investigate the officers. And only one report that I have ever seen was really detailed information used to track the officer to find out if they were actually at work or at their details. And in the rest, they just haven't used that information. Things like license plate readers or GPS on their vehicle or GPS data for their phone. And in each of those reports, they just fail to use that information. You handicap an officer investigating this going right into the game. I've actually talked to investigating officers who told me specifically they were prohibited from using that kind of information when investigating an officer for payroll fraud, which is what we're looking at here. And when the city is in a financial strait like it is right now, we really don't need officers padding their payroll record and bringing home $250,000 salaries. I just think most people would find that pretty difficult to digest.
You know, I find this really amazing. I'm disappointed. I'm mystified. We had one of the most robust license plate recognition systems in the country at one time. In fact, we had more cameras in Jefferson Parish than any other place in the country at one time. Mm-hmm. And the best cases that we made were cases against our own.
Yes.
Because we utilize the license plate recognition cameras to either rule people in or rule them out. We had citizen complaints that were coming in, and we were able to resolve those relatively quickly utilizing a technology that we were using against the citizens. But to sit there and say that we're not willing to use it against those that we impart, you know, that have the trust of the citizenry in the palm of their hands is absolutely asinine to me. I do not understand who's making these decisions and why. And it seems as though that this singular decision is embracing a culture of abuse. Your thoughts?
That last bit is a good summary. This is not a problem that just two officers were found doing this. This is shooting fish in a barrel. They picked a few officers, and sure enough, those few officers were doing exactly what they thought they were. They were recording 16 plus hour days, back to back, repeatedly, very few days off, very little time off. And what the reality is, there's considerable time off because they're not actually working those hours. And if I have to place a bet right now, one of the things I expect will not happen in these investigations is license plate data will not be pulled in a timely way. Right now, we have about 110 cameras that record license plate information within the city, and I bet that data has still not been pulled. It is held for 3 months, so if you don't pull it in a timely way, the clock is ticking on data that will be expired. So the data should have been pulled last week. And I wouldn't be surprised if the data is never pulled for these officers.
Well, that's a joke. Let's get to something else here. I mean, this drives me crazy. So let's talk about Brandon Coleman, because he is an officer, right? He's not rank. Mm-hmm. His base mm-hmm. salary is $64,000 in 2024. He was able mm-hmm. to make a sum of money of $217,000. So, mm-hmm. you know, if we work it on an 8-hour day, his $64,000 base pay works out to about $30 an hour, which mm-hmm. works out, to just around 45 and some change in overtime. The amount of overtime he was able to make was 3,315 hours. Now, there are only 2,080 hours in a work year on an eight-hour shift, right? Yeah. So that's 1.59 times a full-time equivalent that this individual has worked, just to put this into context of what we're talking about here. But my question to you, are they investigating this guy, Sergeant? Because there's a whole supervisory chain of command that is responsible to make sure that their men on their watch, on their squad, show up on time and are paid accordingly.
Yes.
And in order to account for this, somebody's filling out paperwork and attesting to the accuracy of that paperwork. And I'm curious whether or not the sergeant is being investigated. I'm also curious whether or not the lieutenant's being investigated. And I'm very curious about whether or not the district captain's butt is being summoned into somebody's office and they're wreaking havoc on his behind, wanting to know how you can have this much abuse go on in a district. Do you know?
I do. And the answer is yes, that is happening. I have already heard that.
That's encouraging.
It is. And it is a reflection of a new chief who has a very different attitude toward this. I think we're going to see a more thorough investigation this time around. I think the fact that two officers were identified relatively easily doing this, that they are going to find more problems. Now, there's already been some departmental emails that have gone out.
Skip, let's just call it what it is. It's a protections racket, right? I mean, I don't know how else to say it. You don't get away with this much abuse if the sergeant's, you know, has to be aware of it. I mean,
yes.
And then, so let's go to this. Let's go to the sergeant here, Sergeant Henry Burke, who's base salary of $83,000 an hour, which equates to about a $39.90 an hour on an 8-hour shift. Let me make this qualifier, because they may be on 12s, and I think they may be. He earned his base salary is $83,000. He earned $121,460 in overtime, which is about a $60 an hour overtime rate. And he put in 2,024 hours in overtime in order to get to that. 2,080 hours is an entire work year. So he worked an almost entire another work year in a year. So that's it equates to 97.3% of a full-time equivalent. I don't know who's looking at these figures, but they are living at the NOPD if they're actually working these hours.
Correct.
And then I would love to know whether or not this individual, Mr. Burke, or this individual, Mr. Coleman, is working details. Because if they're working details, this whole thing is a scam and it's a protections racket. And the same thing, it would be interesting to me to see how many reports were generated by either of these two gentlemen during their overtime hours worked, because that's going to give you a full picture of whether or not you're getting your money's worth here, right?
Yes.
And how many times while 10-8, while they're on duty, they're active, they're actually responding to 911 calls? And it'd be interesting to see if they really want to do a full-fledged investigation to get to the underbelly of the culture that would allow something like this to happen. They need to go equate what work they're actually doing in order to determine whether or not they're getting a return on their investment. Because at first blush, it appears to me, they're not. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they generated all kinds of reports. I hope there's all kinds of activity associated to these two individuals working overtime. But I'm not very confident of that. Are you?
Oh, no, I already know the answer. So, no, there is not. And in the case of Henry Burke, he was working the Mid-City detail. And Mid-City people just he's not there. And this has been a problem. It's been a problem for years where these officers are not appearing. These are sleep details, things like Lakeview or Mid-City or Downtown Development District or the fairgrounds.
Well, officers but let's not
details.
Let's not sugarcoat it and call it a sleep detail. All right, let's call it what it is. It's payroll fraud.
Yes.
I mean, and that's part of the problem of the culture here as well. I mean, I've been watching these stories for a while now. There's very few people that ever say and go to the mic and say, these officers are committing payroll fraud. That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. It's a felony. So
yeah.
It's a state felony.
I mean, so, you know, this protections racket has to end. The culture has to change. And none of this changes unless you start holding the rank accountable. Everybody wants to be a manager. Everybody wants to be a supervisor. No one wants to supervise. That's the problem. You're not these people's friends. And if you're going to run an effective and efficient operation, you got to make sure that they show up for work on time. If not, they don't get paid. That's a simple, basic principle of business and operating business. You can't afford to operate a business if you're paying people for not working. It doesn't work that way.
And as I mentioned in your last show, a recent state audit, which hasn't become public yet, showed that many of these districts did not have trip sheets for these officers' overtime. So they could not show what these officers were doing when this overtime occurred. And hopefully that will become public soon. It looks like maybe early next year. But it's a problem, and it has to stop. And you're absolutely right. It goes all the way to the command structure in some cases. I think there are some in the command structure who feel that the NOPD is a pyramid scheme. They've climbed to the top, and they don't have to work. Where others, many of the command, are working very diligently. They're making sure their officers are where they're supposed to be. But it's not equal across the NOPD. And it's reflected in some of these officers, where they're from, and the amount of theoretical overtime they've been able to get. And the compensation level, Henry Burke was at $256,000, $250,000 last year. I am terminally curious about what his pay is going to reflect in 2025. So, and I'll have those numbers for you next year.
So do you know what the detail rate is in the city of New Orleans?
It varies according to the detail. There's some that are quite low paid. Those are typically details that officers aren't really expected to show up at. And then there are other details like
But what does that mean? You're not expected to show up at. What does that mean?
They're sleep details. They're details that there's no expectation that the officer will actually be there for that detail. So they're lower pay. So I've been talking
about
this.
But I don't understand what that means. Then why would anybody pay somebody if they're not expected to be there? I've never heard of such an animal. I was in the business 40 years. Never heard of such. There's no creature that ever existed of that description. I could tell you while I was sheriff or while I worked at the JPSO, because if it did and you didn't show up, you were fired.
Yes. But there is no checks, and I'll give you an example. Secondary employment is supposed to have random spot checks to ensure officers are where their details are supposed to be. I've done 3 public records requests asking for a list of those spot checks, and their answer is there has never been one. They do not ensure that the officers are there. So if there's no check to ensure an officer is at the detail, these low-paid details, why show up? No one's going to check on you. No one's going to bother you. And you're just not there. And we've seen that. If you remember Sabrina Richardson, when she was investigated, she was found not to be at work. She was found not to be at her details. And one of the things that confirmed that was license plate data. But it's one of the few thorough investigations of an officer that I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And look, I think she sat for the captain's test again, right?
That's correct.
You can't make this it up. I mean, it's just absolutely incredulous. And they wonder why the culture doesn't change. I mean,
I mean,
this is kind of like running a prison with inmates. And I hate to go here because these are my brothers and sisters in law enforcement, and I've been in this business, but I've never seen anything like this. Where you're going to get chance after chance after chance after chance as though you're confined in a penal institution and no one knows what to do with you.
And if you look
you know, it's almost like this is a burden. I'm stuck with you as being a member of this department. So you can make all of these mistakes. You can commit payroll fraud while you're the head of PIB, while you're the head of the Public Integrity Bureau, holding everyone else accountable. You can commit payroll fraud and survive.
Yes.
I don't know who in their wildest dreams didn't think that the reverberations that would go through the department with that set of facts and circumstances would expect anything different than what we're seeing today.
That's exactly right, because the investigations following Sabrina Richardson have been, they've been pathetic. They have not actually checked data that would locate an officer to ensure that officer is where they're supposed to be. And there's dozens of these, and they've all been grossly inefficient, not pulling license plate data, not looking at GPS for the vehicle, not looking at GPS for their cell phone. And then there's often not trip sheets for them. So what were these officers doing? I found instances where it appears that their time was put in after the fact, meaning that they were supposed to be somewhere, but what they've actually done is sort of slip the time in after the fact because it was quiet. And they put some time in their timesheet. This is difficult to detect, but you're absolutely right. The command structure has to be aware of it. And the other thing, and this is demoralizing for the majority of the NOPD who do not do this. When they see other officers financially benefiting, when they're obeying the rules, they're working, they're where they're supposed to be. And most officers
Skip,
are doing just that.
Skip, let me interrupt you. You have time to come back with us after the break?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let us take a break. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog, talking about overtime abuse at the NOPD. We'll be right back, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watch, talk about overtime abuse at the NOPD. You know, Skip, I don't mean to get so excited about this, but these are some of the most egregious cases that I think I've ever witnessed in 40 years of serving in law enforcement. And, you know, what's interesting to me is we're trying to come out from under a consent decree at the present time. And stuff like this just really rocks the world of the confidence or the credibility of this organization and the way that its citizens look upon this organization. And I wonder if these individuals ever stopped and contemplated and thought about this at all, and whether or not their commanders are thinking about this. Or is this just, you know, one of these cultures that exists? I call it the 4G culture, the gimme, get it, got it, and gone. And they don't really care about anybody else. You know, it's good for me. It's got to be good for everybody. Your thoughts?
Yes, one of the things I see with some of these high-paid officers is that they have other ethical issues. So it's not that some of these officers are simply stealing from the department, but it's they also have other issues. And an outstanding example of that right now is the highest-paid officer last year, in 2023, was Officer Bakewell. Officer Bakewell was fired from the force for sexual harassment of four female officers this year. So a bad egg is finally out of the department. That is great news. But in 2023, he was paid $257,000, over $250,000. And actively interfering and treating the NOPD like some sort of weird playground for kindergartner. But he's gone. But there are other examples out there of high-earning officers. We have one officer on suspension from 2023. He earned $248,000, and he's been on suspension for a year. We have other problems with some of these high-earning officers. They have other ethical issues, and I think we're going to see that with Officer Burke.
Well, how can you be on suspension for a year? What is the department waiting on?
I don't want to talk about that one. If you wouldn't mind, that is a bit of a mess. So I understand what the mess is, but I'm not going to talk to it. Not right now.
Okay.
Let the investigation happen, and let's see what comes out. But it involves too many people and places here in New Orleans. You know, and I still have to live here. You know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So where do we go from here? I mean, obviously, allegedly, we have a lot of folks that are supposedly watching this stuff. And, you know, I'm getting a lot of texts. Sounds like some of these texts from former NOPD officers saying y'all are dead on. You're dead right. And that's why a lot of officers end up leaving this organization, because they see the abuse. And they see the lack of accountability and the lack of supervision and folks willing to do some things.
And moving forward, the chief is taking the right steps. But you have to imagine she's still, 2 years into the department? It is a complex mess that developed over generations. And as we've talked about in previous discussions, one of the things we've seen is the chief has fired people. This year to August, she had fired 16 officers. That is unheard of. In 2022, no officers were terminated. In 24, 9 officers were terminated. But in 25, just to August, 16. So the chief is trying to do the right thing. It's a big organization, and I think it's difficult to turn a large organization. And this payroll fraud issue that's endemic within the NOPD is going to be a particularly difficult nut to crack. You're going to actually have to investigate officers. You're going to have to dedicate resources to them. And one of the things this state audit recently found is there is just not the proper accountability. But this goes all the way back to the consent decree. One of the things the consent decree pointed out was a lack of accountability within the NOPD and the aorta of corruption, which was the detail system. And my argument here is that this really hasn't changed significantly. It's morphed a little bit. It's more difficult to catch some of these folks, but it's still ongoing.
Skip, I'm going to disagree with you to this extent. Mm-hmm. I've been there. In fact, the organization that I manage was at times bigger than the NOPD.
Mm-hmm.
And I can promise you that we did not have the issues that they have as it relates to accountability and, more importantly, just simplistically overtime, which is not difficult to manage. You got to keep your finger on the pulse of it. The chief does. I did, both as the CFO and the chief criminal deputy, which would be commensurate to the CAO, as well as the sheriff from 1994 to 2017 when I left. And when you start holding people accountable, it's amazing. All kinds of stuff, good stuff really happens. And when you start bearing down on the supervisors to make them go supervise, it's amazing what happens. They actually go supervise, because if not, they're going to be held accountable as well. Now, if civil service is standing in the way of a lot of this, and I keep hearing this as an excuse, we need to do a deep dive into civil service, and if we need to get rid of it for the NOPD, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
But if something as simplistic as managing overtime has become so difficult, I mean, think about this for a moment. How many businesses there are that are out there that has, you know, a lot of this done electronically? It's an exception-based system. You are accounted to be there unless you go into the system and say something that you're not there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what an exception-based payroll system is all about. That's how almost every system in the country is set up that way, right? But it requires people being on top of the issue, whether you do it by roll call, whether you do it, you know, and you check out where people are and everything else. I mean, that's what you have sergeants for. That's what you have lieutenants for. And if they're not doing the job and you're uncovering these payroll abuses, the sergeant's got to go. He's not managing. He's simply just mm-hmm. not managing. And the irony there is that there's probably six people under that sergeant that'll do a better job than that sergeant that would be willing to do the job that that sergeant's not doing and get rid of them, because they're nothing but a cancer in the organization, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not rocket science. I mean, it again, it's not being insensitive. It's just asking people to do the basics, what's right. What's right by the organization? The entity's interest always outweighs the individual's. And if they're not on board that ship, they got to be gone. I used to say this all the time to the men and women. I can't manage 80% players. Either you're 100% in or you're out.
Mm-hmm.
And you owe it to yourself to leave. Because if you're only if you're an 80% player, you don't believe in the organization. And you got to
mm-hmm.
go.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. You got to go. Because yep. you're no good to this place. And these people, doing what they did, they have sent smoke signals. They put up a billboard. They're advertising on TV, radio, telling the world they're no good for the NOPD. Now it's going to be interesting to see what the NOPD does. And I defy anybody. If civil service is embracing and protecting payroll fraud, then we got a real problem. We got a problem. I don't care who you elect as mayor is not going to be able to overcome this if that's what's going on. I don't know. You've been following this for a long time. Is civil service protecting payroll fraud?
So most of the payroll fraud cases don't make it to civil service, because usually the punishment is maybe 2, 3, 4 days. It's insignificant. So a great example of this, or an awful example of this, is an officer that was found in 2 years and 10 months with 333 payroll violations. That officer was given a 5-day suspension for 333 payroll violations over just less than 3 years.
So 333 incidents of payroll fraud, and he got a 5-day suspension?
That officer got a 5-day suspension.
How do they square this up? I mean, you know, NOPD investigates white-collar crime, right? and a business owner calls up and says, look, we got this guy, you know, he's been stealing internally. They go out, they make the case, they articulate probable cause, they get an arrest warrant, and they arrest the guy. How do they square this up? I don't understand. This is completely foreign to me.
And look, it's been frustrating for me over the last 4 years where I see example after example that are just absolutely clear cut. And yet the officer receives a rather brief suspension. And one of the things that was pointed out in some of the past Lee Zurich pieces is we had officers that were recording more than 24 hours worked within a 24-hour period. There was nonsense going on. And when it was investigated, the officers were given a letter of reprimand or maybe a 2 or 3 day suspension. And then in one particular case, and this officer has now been terminated from the NOPD, the officer, as soon as they came off the suspension, cheated on their payroll the very first day they were back at work. It is difficult to stop that kind of aggressive fraud when the punishment is pretty minimal. And we've only seen one officer, and maybe there's another one. Officer Jennings has been investigated for not being his details at Walmart. He's still on the force. Is he going to be terminated for payroll fraud? Is he going to be kept on the force? It will be interesting to see how they deal with that. But there are other officers that they need to look at. And if they'd like a short list of them, I'll give them a list.
How many years have you been looking at this?
Nearly 5 years now. Nearly 5 years.
And don't take this the wrong way. How much Xanax are you on right now? I would be pulling, if I'm sitting as the chief of this organization, I would be pulling hair out of my head at this point in time.
Look, I'm a scientist, and scientists tend to be patient. And science often
God
takes
bless
years.
You.
Well, I don't know about that. There are days that I would pull out remaining hair, but it has been frustrating. And I think I'm hopeful that this chief will take care of this and sincerely address this. And I think with the payroll issues the city is under, that there will be some real attention to this. I mean, one of the things that's already happened with the NOPD is they found officers that were bringing home take-home vehicles that weren't registered to have take-home vehicles. And that has been corrected, from what I understand.
Why not? I mean, I can get money. I'm not entitled to. I can do this. I'm not entitled to that. It's all about me. I'm the center of the universe. I can do whatever I want to do that inures to my financial benefit, and nobody gives a damn. I mean, that's the way I read these tea leaves. I'm going to be quite honest with you.
And some of them, but there are folks in the command staff that are equally as frustrated. It's a big organization, and they need to check every single officer. But that really is what needs to happen, particularly if these officers are making over $200,000.
Well, anytime you have a commander that's not willing to do the right thing in fear of retribution, You have an organization that is full of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Full.
Yeah.
Rotten with cancer. And that's a problem. And I don't know how they're going to go about trying to fix this, because we're down and out in Beverly Hills from a human capital perspective. But you can't allow all of this to go on, even if you're left with 500 officers, because 500 producing officers – less 300 cheaters, that number would work. I'd figure it out. I'd collapse these districts. I'd get rid of a lot of rank, which needs to be done anyway. There's so much that needs to be done there. It's absolutely crazy. As always, Skip Gallagher, thank you so much for joining us. UNO professor and NOPD watchdog. Keep up the great work. We really appreciate it. We will be right back, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Stay with us. You know, it's simple to me. I don't know. I don't mean to be so aggressive on this issue, but these officers, I mean, are they not reading the room, right? I mean, the city is broke. And as Mayor-elect Helena Moreno says, we don't have a cent to spare. And now you have a breaking news story done by Rob Krieger and others at Fox 8. Great work, by the way. Keep it up. I mean, you know, what are we doing? What are we doing? In fact, these officers that are doing this, they should be pariahs within the organization. And I don't know who everybody fears. You know, this go along to get along cover up scheme has to end, and it has to end today. This is crazy. Now, there's going to be another episode tonight, and I'm sure there's going to be more officers named and there's going to be more egregious behavior outlined, right? And everybody should be embarrassed. They should be embarrassed by these guys and these women that are engaging in these types of activities. And I don't want to hear about, well, we're not paid enough. You are. Could you be paid more? Yeah, you can always be paid more. But you're making good money. And you have the ability to work details as well. These guys are taking on $250,000. Is it too much to ask them to actually show up for work on time? They've got the benefit to make this kind of money because we're down and out in Beverly Hills from a human capital perspective. And what do? They're not thankful. They're not grateful. They've crossed the line, and now they're criminals. They're engaged in payroll fraud. And I am going to shut down anybody who comes on this show and calls it anything but that. That's what it is. Payroll fraud. You are shirking the citizens and the taxpayers of the city of New Orleans. And unless and until we get to the point that that's the way that we address these abuses by public employees, we're never going to correct the problem, ever. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.